Good morning, Teddy. How are things in the Lord's army?
Fine, Reverend Upton. But I still have not come up with a name for my enemy, so I don't know how to talk to him.
Ah, have you had any battles with him yet?
Indeed. I had one yesterday. Grandmother was upset because I'd used her best handkerchief to make a banner of love. I didn't really think it was naughty, but she was quite upset and locked me up in the woodshed as punishment.
Well, it's probably best to ask before taking your grandmother's handkerchief.
But she didn't know I could reach the window in the woodshed, so I crawled out after she left.
And did she find out?
No. After I escaped, I realised it had been the enemy telling me to crawl out of the window, and I shouldn't have done it.
So what did you do?
Why, I crawled back in, of course. But it was easier to get out than in, because my trousers caught on a nail, and I got stuck with my legs sticking out of the window. That's where Grandmother found me.
Oh, dear.
She helped me out, and I explained what happened, and I was listening to my captain and trying to obey. And I told her I was so very sorry, but she didn't believe me.
It sounds like a battle indeed.
Yes. I don't want to be lazy or disobedient or a bully. Bully! That can be my enemy's name. What do you think?
Well, I think no matter what you name your enemy, you need to remember to stick close to your captain, for he reminds us that we can do nothing without him.
Then I shall stay in constant communication with my commander. We will battle Bully together. Bully. Yes, I do like that name.
So, how do we play this game?
It's great fun. See, everyone we see is an enemy, and we have to get past them without them seeing us. We must crawl through long grass or up trees.
Or hide in bushes.
Yes, whatever it takes. And you ought to be pleased. You're the first girl I've ever let play this game with me.
What if we don't meet anybody? Then it won't be any fun at all.
That's why we're going down to the river. There are always people fishing down there. Now walk quietly. Imagine that the first person who sees us will shoot us dead.
But they won't.
You must believe they will.
I see the enemy now.
Where? Who?
Under the tree by the riverbank. But he'll be easy to hide from. He's sound asleep.
Ah, Farmer Green. He's got an awful temper. He'll make a good enemy.
But not a very difficult one.
Shh! If he wakes up, we're both in trouble. We must tiptoe past him.
Seems rather cowardly of a soldier, though. Here's your enemy, sleeping, and you ought to be able to capture him. Not merely sneak by.
It would be fun to take him prisoner and tie him up with his own fishing line.
But if he awoke, you'd have more than your imaginary enemy to deal with.
I'm certain we could do it so silently he wouldn't wake up. Don't you think we could?
It would be very funny. I think we should try it.
We did it! He didn't even stir. I'd like to see his face when he awakes. What a sight!
Yes. Sight.
What's wrong?
I'm afraid I'm going to have a fight with Bully. I do want to leave Farmer Green there. Awfully, I do. But it's very naughty, and I don't think my captain approves. I shall have to go back and set my prisoner free.
Oh, you mustn't! You'll wake him up and then you'll catch it. Let him undo himself.
A soldier must do as he's told. Are you coming with me?
I can't believe we're doing this.
Shh, we're nearly done. We certainly tied these knots tightly.
What? What's going on here?
Please, sir, if you keep still, I shall undo you very soon. And I won't break your line if I can help it.
I'm tied to a tree. Did you do this?
Well, yes, but...
You scoundrel, how dare you! You are the plague of the village, and a good thrashing is what you will get, or my name isn't Jonathan Green!
Please, Mr. Green, I'm almost done untying you.
I'll teach you a lesson, my boy. One that you will never forget. Where's that rope I brought with me?
Let go of him! You're hurting him!
Just run, Nancy! Get out of here!
I won't leave you with this terrible, mean man! Now let go!
Now, seems to me you have a choice. You can either try to run and let me apply my whip to the seat of your knowledge, or you can be still and let me tie you to the tree like you did to me. What's fair is fair!
Much tighter than we tied him.
I'm getting scared. It's getting dark and no one knows we're out here. We could be here all night. We could be eaten by a wild beast and we wouldn't even be able to run. He's an awful man. A terrible, awful man.
We'll pray to my captain. He's always with us.
He's not with us now, Teddy. No one is. We're alone. Completely alone. What if we die here? Tied to a tree? That would be terrible.
Yes. And Grandmother would be angry if I died tonight without feeding the cows. Surely someone will come.
I can no longer feel my arms. This rope is tight.
Did you hear that?
What? Is it a lion?
We don't have lions in these parts, silly. We have bears and wolves.
Oh!
Someone's coming! Help! Help!
Over here! Please help us!
Well, well, well. What's happened here? Nancy! And you! Are you the Platt boy?
Colonel? Yes, sir. I'm Teddy Platt. I'd salute you, but... Well, sir, my hands are tied.
Yes.
It's the Colonel.
I can see that.
Well, what on earth happened to you? Why are you tied to a tree?
Please untie us, sir, and I'll tell you everything.
Indeed. Well, Nancy, you surprise me. When we had tea, you didn't seem the type to get into such predicaments.
It's not her fault. It was my idea to tie up Farmer Green with his fishing line.
I see.
But then I felt terrible about it. So I returned to untie him. But he awoke before I was done.
Well, from the little I know of Jonathan Green, he has quite a temper on him.
Indeed. He was worse than a bear with a splinter. He tied us up to the tree. Even though we explained we were trying to be good.
And there you go.
Thank you, Colonel.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I'm deeply embarrassed that you found me this way. I'm usually much more soldier-like.
You're John Platt's son, isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Soldier in the 24th Regiment who died in battle rescuing the colours from the enemy.
And I've heard about you. Heard that you can tell a fine story of your father's days at war.
Oh, I can. Would you like to hear it?
Not now, son, but tell me, why did you decide to go back and untie the farmer?
Well, as I was running away, I heard the command of my captain, Jesus, to return to my post and untie him.
But you are not such a paragon of virtue generally, not from what I hear. Wasn't it you who scared our dairymaid last summer when you placed a frog in her milking can?
Yes, sir. Yeah. My friends and I. But I've changed, sir. I'm trying to be a much better soldier.
Have you heard the news?
No. What's happening?
Soldiers are coming to town in the next day or two.
To our town?
Indeed. They'll only stay for a night. They're on their way to London.
Real soldiers! Right here! Oh, that is jolly exciting.
I thought you'd be pleased.
We'd best be getting home, Teddy, and let the Colonel continue his walk. Our mothers will be getting worried.
Yes, yes, quite. You should be going.
Thank you again, Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
At ease. Carry on.
I just met the Colonel. And soldiers are coming to town this week. What a wonderful day.
Except for getting tied to a tree and eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Oh, yes. I nearly forgot that part. Still, what a wonderful day.